Mr. Jones's personal phone number?
Let's go. What's that sign?
Get her yourself.
What does that say?
Carol?
Back off. Call Sam.
You know what? I got this hat down there, too. Charlie.
Back off. Call Sam. Yeah, I saw that.
We're going to get that damn thing passed before you got back.
Sign ordinance?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No signs.
No.
Can we start?
Violation, no matter what sign, right?
We're being recorded.
We're live, folks.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Worldwide.
Hey, this is the public hearing on the ordinance to amend Chapter 115 relating to signs and Chapter 62 relating to fees for signs. Mr. Lanks, is there anything you'd like to tell us?
Again, the County Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this ordinance amendment on November 13th. I think, Jim, I should quote the exact wording of the ordinance. An ordinance to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County to amend the provisions relating to signs and to amend Chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County to amend the provision for fees for permits for signs.
See if I can get Donnie in.
The ordinance was introduced and summarized by myself to the commission, referencing both ordinances. The purpose of the amendment is to change the format of the ordinance by relocating existing provisions into one section of the code, that new definitions have been added, that each zoning district will reference the sign section, that electronic message displays have been added to certain districts, that the square footage of off-premise signs and wall signs has been increased, that fees have been increased, and that fees are referenced in both Chapter 115 and Chapter 62 of the Code. Mr. Robinson advised the commission that he found two locations where a period should have been placed rather than a comma. That was in Section 115, 159, 1DA4 on line 5, and the same period rather than a comma on 115-159 1E A4 on line 5 also, and that the reference on page 16, section 115-159 1A-B should be revised to read, no off-premise sign shall be permitted. Kevin Burdett was present on behalf of McCrone Incorporated and thanked the staff for the work performed, and that the changes bring the county code into compliance with state laws. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the ordinance amendment. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward the ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved with the reference changes, which include the three items I just referenced. Or should I have to read them?
Reference.
Revised page 17. Section 115-159-1D-A4, line 5, where there should be a period rather than a comma after the word moves. And number 2, revised page 18, section 115-159-1E-A4, line 5, where there should be a period rather than a comma after moves. And 3, revised page 16, section 115-159-1A/B, which should be revised to read, no off-premise signs shall be permitted. That's in B1 neighborhood business districts for reference purposes. And that motion carried 5-0. And I think that's all I have, gentlemen.
You might want to clarify the word moves.
Moves. Moves.
M-O-V-E-D.
Yes.
Okay.
Give me a copy. I don't have that in here.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in support of this ordinance?
In support?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Vance would too.
I promise.
Kevin Burdett, McCrone Incorporated. I want to thank you all. I want to thank the staff. You have brought all of the sign places in one. Makes it mine and my people's job a lot easier. And all in all, the ordinance is pretty good. It brings it into conformance with the state code, where, again, we're not trying to advise clients to do something that doesn't necessarily fit your code, but fits the state's. Thank you very much. A minute and perfect. 8 seconds.
You got points on that?
You want to speak, Dan?
Sure.
Did Kevin make this one? Kevin make this one?
I withdraw my yes. Your name first.
My name is Dan Kramer.
Where are you from?
Good evening.
8041 Scott Store Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950. My phone number, that gummy is 349-5332, and if you don't like that, you can kiss my grits. And on top of that, I want to know why in the
Easy.
Turkey.
Hey, a bunch of turkeys. Anyhow, it's like this. I want to know where's the list of the what the signs did were charged for prior to you changing the rates of the signs.
They are.
They're not listed.
They are listed.
They are.
Where are they?
Hold on a second.
Yep.
Where's the rates?
You mean the fees?
Huh? The fees.
The fees?
Yeah. The fees. I went through there and through there and through there, and I still ain't never found them.
Where's the fees?
You saw the new fees.
I got the new ones. I want the old ones. I want to know what the difference is.
Half of what it's said. They doubled.
I can tell you without reading it to you if I can find it.
All right, tell me what they are.
Today, under the present ordinance, if you want a sign permit and it's less than 32 square feet, it costs you $7.50 one time.
Right.
That's on page 21, Dan.
If you want,
that's the new ones on 21. I want the old ones.
If you want,
where do you see it in the brackets? There is no brackets.
Yep. It's in there.
See.
Right, if you want a building permit for a sign that's in excess of that, the sign permit is based on 50 cents a square foot.
No, just one. I wanted to this right here.
50 cents a square foot.
Yeah.
And an annual renewal at 25 cents a square foot, not to be less than $25.
Page ten. Top fees, sec 4, fees, slash fee.
No, that's only one. That's only, it says 50 cents.
50% and 25.
$25, right.
And then the next, okay. The next one would be the next page over.
Now you've done doubled it. What's the excuse of doubling the fees? For what purpose? How, you're going out here for $15 for a stupid little sign, and you want to charge somebody $15?
Well, you got three people retiring. We got to make sure that pension fund's funded.
Well, I tell you what.
Were you here this morning? And we're in,
I heard
we're
everything
in
this morning. I tell you what. As far as I'm concerned, you want to invest.
I'm sorry, man.
But you said, I'm against
the fees too. So no, I'm not.
The dental plan. The dental plan comes out of the general fund, doesn't it?
Dental?
We finance.
It's an eyeglass too. Okay, go ahead, Dan.
You don't need no eyeglasses. What you need is a. Whatever.
I just want to see how damn pretty you are.
I'm going to tell you something. You got no excuse to raise these taxes. No, taxes.
No, it's permit.
It's taxes. Any way you want to look at it, it's always a tax. I don't care what you guys say. And furthermore, you guys, turkeys, are leaving. And we don't know what the new bunch of turkeys are going to do. They could even make it worse.
Are you saying thank you to us?
No. I'm telling you to take it away. Reduce it back to where it was. You got no excuse to go. I can understand going a dollar or two, but to double it? First of all, do you realize a dollar a square foot, and you put up a sign, what's an average billboard sign?
300 square feet.
300 square feet. That's $300 to put up a sign. For what? Are they going to go out and kiss the duck? Do they even inspect them?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to cost $300 to go inspect it? I don't think so. It probably doesn't cost them but about $15, $20 if you do it right.
Okay.
You're
concerned about the fees.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You ain't involved. You don't tell me thank you or anything, because I'm going to stay up here as long as I want. Because one thing about it, you ain't telling me I can't stay up here. So don't even go there.
I'll wait the next year.
What do you mean next year? I hope they try. I'd make my day.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Thank you.
That's my turkey.
Anyone else want to speak in support of or in opposition to this ordinance?
I got a question whenever I get it back to if there's nobody else out there.
Go ahead.
There's nobody left. Go ahead.
All right, let's go. I got to kill some time here. I got till 6 o'clock.
Oh.
Let me just, so I don't have to go through this. It's the 8 seconds now, right? We got 8 seconds in here.
Yep.
And it, now nothing's flashing. So something comes up. This is what I want to know. If something comes up, it stays there for 8 seconds. Nothing's moving. Is that?
Well, there's something about an 8 count or something, isn't it?
8 seconds real time.
During, I'm saying, Dave, for that 8 seconds, whatever comes up for that 8 seconds stays. Then something else comes up for 8 seconds. Well, nothing's moving during the 8 seconds. Can anybody answer that
it's a
without me having to try to find it? Does anybody know anything about that?
Mr. Rogers.
Because I want to get that clear, because I go by and see, I'm seeing signs right now, Lynn. I know they're not abiding by it, by the regulations.
But what's in the frame or not in the frame?
Right.
Yes, right. It's in the frame.
So wait a minute. Once you come up.
It's in the frame.
What's that mean?
If that comes up and it's in a frame,
yeah.
My interpretation is you could have clouds in the background moving, and then the time and temperature come through the center of it in that 8-second frame.
No, so that's flash, movement. That's movement.
But no flashing or rolling or jumping or whatever that. It just
we can't have an interpretation where, because they are distracted, right? We all know that. But that they just, something comes up for 8 seconds and stays.
I don't know. I got one tab. Yeah,
you can have
kind of fades in and out, right?
It can fade in and out. It, no flashing or rolling or scrolling, that kind of stuff can happen. Is the frame can come up for 8 seconds real time. And then within that second, you could have clouds in the background or a man.
But whatever words come up, just those words for 8 seconds. No new words can be added during the 8 seconds.
Yeah, right. But the background can move.
Okay, background. Okay, all right. Well, okay, I'll just see another. Okay. I'm trying to figure it out. Okay.
The picture can move in the background.
Sunrise.
I'm trying to figure that out.
But
okay.
The text has to stay the same.
Yeah, then I got an issue with off-premise signs. I have seen the Board of Adjustment there was a couple signs just put up down near me. They got 11 variances for, I don't know, whatever reasons. Now, I'm trying to figure out, how do you get so many variances, and how do we find it? Isn't it for hardships only?
No, most of those variances are typically because of the spacing between improvements. You have a 300-foot spacing to the next sign, the next dwelling, the next school.
So you're telling me that spacing variances,
sometimes
that could be a hard, they could consider that a hardship, but how about the size, the height?
It's a variance process because it's a number.
If somebody comes in,
they apply for it to be greater.
I've always felt that when you go for a variance or a Board of Adjustment hearing, it's because you have to establish a hardship. It doesn't seem like there is any hardship.
Establish why there's a need for a variance.
For like higher?
But the board might consider that enough.
But my understanding is nobody is saying that in front of the board. There's nobody establishing that they need to go because of this or because of that.
They state why, typically in most cases.
They go before the board. The board makes them say 5 reasons why they're there.
Yeah, and there's usually
what justifies you being here.
On news.
Got right. Mills,
but they blocked the view.
They'll ask you every time.
Right. The other thing is, it's always concerned me. We permit, gentlemen, we permit a billboard to be erected 25 feet from, I guess, the right of way.
Right.
Right.
That's a state law. State law allows it to be 25 feet.
Right. Okay. State law.
It mirrors the state.
All right, because I've always been concerned that, you know, when you've got guys in a commercial area and you've got one property owner who's going out within 25 feet, a building's going to be back 40 feet. And what we're doing is really a disservice to a commercial strip of buildings and different people at different sites and different parcels. I would think a billboard, if a building has to be back 40 feet, I would think the billboard should also be back 40 feet so that you're not obstructing, you know, neighbor property. So why don't we move everything back to the...
Then
to the
building blocks the billboard.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why the state did 25 feet. George did bring up one good point, though, Mr. Cole, or Mr. Lang.
George,
the board has been
approving
some variances that are kind of out of character with our ordinance and the state ordinance. If someone comes before the board, if Chip comes before the board and says, I want a variance for an off-premise sign in AR zone of 40 square feet or whatever, and the board grants it, but yet it goes against your wishes, because there was only one ever variance ever granted. That was Ryan's Berry Farm. That was for 2 weeks down there, Arcelville, someplace.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they approve it here, and then they go to the state, and the state's, wait, you can't do this. Just because you give a variance for allowing somebody to have an off-premise sign, because if that does, is that, if that's allowed to occur, you're going to have everybody's front yard for rent.
It was a directional sign. I know which one you're referring to. It was a directional sign for a purpose of location of a development.
No.
Campground.
Barbecue.
I didn't know about that one.
Was that Greenwood Fargo?
No. But I mean, what Mr.
We're
Cole
exempt.
Said.
We're exempt.
That the board.
That's followed in.
When I come in to file for that, shouldn't someone counter say, you just can't do this because it's not going to be allowed? I mean, because, or they get to go through the process for the hardship, if that's what they call it. But
that's
nobody's allowed.
They're applying for an
this one place,
exception from
the I think it's even closed up, and there's an 8x8 sign in this guy's yard. He's renting them a little bit of space, and they got a Board of Adjustment approval. And then the guy up the road, he came in, and he wanted it.
So in the AR district, we still permit off-premise signs?
No,
it's referenced to directional signs.
Right?
No, the guy came before the board and they granted it, and then DelDOT said, no, you can't do it. You can't do it. This new ordinance that Lawrence been working on for 2 years mirrors the state.
Okay.
But this, that little thing you were talking about while off-premise signs, they're coming and asking for a variance for directional, whatever.
Directional signs at a certain square footage.
They put it up.
The state doesn't allow it.
The state's not going to allow it, so why is this?
Well, should we put something in here that you can't get a variance from that type of?
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, there ought to be some limits on the variances, because some of these variances are just because they want to get a, you know, a little bigger, a little higher, you know, just, I don't know what it is. And some of these are only little two-lane roads, which you've got something that should be on I-95.
Because the state don't permit it.
The difficulty that we've had is that our ordinance, as it's written today, and as it's proposed, is a definition of directional signs, whereby the state doesn't allow them.
Yeah, that
was suggested. We've suggested to people that they go to the state and ask them if they put a Cedar Rodney sign.
It's called Trailblazers.
Cedar Rodney, whatever they call it, the sign, and show the direction that take a right next intersection for such and such development. The state doesn't even want to do that in some cases.
Yeah, it gets expensive.
Well, the person has to pay for it.
Well, they make them pay for it, but okay, that's my
question.
Then the
thing is, if it's not referenced in the definitions, then it's not permitted in the ordinance.
Right, I understand.
So you take it out. Take out the word, take directional sign definition out. Then they can't apply for it.
Yeah, how much is going to be there?
Mr. Jones, can I interrupt? Not you, but the others that might be listening. Can I have another question? No, I'm just asking. I'm going through the right proper procedure, aren't I? Asking the president for permission to speak.
When did you start doing that crap? Okay, go
this
ahead.
Morning.
Okay.
12 years.
Okay, Jordan.
Oh,
go
you're
ahead.
To you and Dale. I hate to interrupt you and Dale all the time, but you're
you got a lot of dang
longer. You yap your mouth so much. I'll take this up later.
Yeah, do it at the parking lot.
I'm gonna ring
in. Go ahead, Jordan.
I'll see you in the parking lot. I forgot what I was going to ask.
I knew.
Now, wait a minute.
I knew I could get you unfocused quick.
Now, hang on a minute. Okay. What was I going to forget? It'll come back to me. Hold on.
I didn't know what I want to ask.
Here, go ahead.
I knew it worked. I knew I could snap you, George. I knew it, yeah.
In all seriousness, I looked at the fees, and I got a couple of questions.
Me too.
Am I out of order now?
No, sir. You were gone.
Okay.
So George has remembered that he'll
say that in. I want to put up a billboard and it's a 300 square foot and it's going to be a double sided billboard. Is that going to cost me $600?
Sir,
huh?
That's what's proposed.
$600.
It's a one time fee.
No, but why?
Every year.
You got to pay 50 cents square foot
every year. But then every year it's going to cost you $300.
Right. And
I think
reason that it's in the ordinance is because it's a number and you can amend it. But we couldn't make it any higher if we left it the way it was.
All right, then we can amend it. Okay, good. You told me what I was. You answered my question.
We talked about that in the beginning.
Yeah, we talked about that when we talked about the ordinance introduction.
Cut it in half.
Cut it in half. Take it back to where it was.
But the renewal. It's always been 50 cents initially.
It's 50 cents square foot.
All right.
50 cents and 25 cents
square foot.
All right. What is the reasoning that I have to pay a renewal fee? I mean, what are you doing? You're not coming out and looking at it every year. It's just, what's it for?
Well, they will know that where signs are located from the permit process. They'd also know in what condition they're in. Because
government
it's still up and they're still paying
they
rent.
They kind of will never go look see what condition the sign is.
I know, but a guy who's got a dilapidated sign.
We've had at least one billboard removed because it was dilapidated.
That's correct.
Right. So if they stop paying on them, Dale, if they get dilapidated, then we can easily, you know, find it. So it's just a way to trace them and stuff. It doesn't seem excessive.
Renewal fee has been in the code since it was originally adopted.
Do you have some signs, Lawrence, that they don't pay renewal fees on, but they leave the sign up?
And there's never been a complaint, Dale.
We have, most of them have renewed.
There's no complaint because we're doubling the fee
now.
There might be some complaints.
Could be after this, but I'm just saying there hasn't been a complaint.
Still a tracking device, but that's the market. Do you know what Kent County is?
Kevin, and then what are you going
to say? It's Keith. What is now? Then we'll talk about it. All right.
It's pretty good racket.
Lateness, due to the lateness of hour, I need to get out of here. I got to go to viewing in Berlin. I think we need to cut this thing down for debatable sake. I'd like to see it cut to 50 cents for the permit and 20 cents maybe.
Sorry, 25.
Sorry, 25, Dale.
It was 25.
Right now.
It was 25.
Just leave it as it is.
If you look at page 19, it used to be a C&D, C&B. C is was 25 cents, now it's 50 cents. And B is was 50 cents. I think we should raise it a little bit, but I don't think, you know, maybe, you know, a third more or something like that, or you know.
Well, say a number. Say some numbers.
Where are you seeing
50 cents down, 25 cents renewal? That's what you're
That's what it is.
What it is now? It's 50 cents there and 25%.
So they're already paying property tax on the sign?
No, not on the sign.
On the land.
Everybody pays on
the land. Is that considered improvement?
Do they assess them?
$100 for the permit.
So I think so.
I make a motion we leave the fees as they are presently.
Second.
There you go. Let's do that.
Only because of a request that we had from Mr. Jones' constituent.
This is a Jones deal, is it?
Huh?
One of your last things on the way out.
I think that's still a good revenue enhancer.
Call the question.
That is for conservative, Mr. Cole.
Move
second that we leave the fees as they were prior to this ordinance, which would be
currently what they are currently.
Currently. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers. Yes. Okay.
Last thing is enforcement on this. How do we enforce this?
Let me tell you, our inspectors, signs.
If we get some of these electronic signs and they're, does some constituent have to ride by and sit there in the road and go 1, 2, 3? Or do we have inspectors if they're riding around the thing and they
1,000 to 1,008.
What I'm asking is, if your inspector Lawrence is riding down the road, are they going to be looking at signs occasionally? Or do they have to wait till they get is it going to be a complaint-driven type of enforcement?
The majority of the message boards, electronics, have already been cited for being violations.
Okay.
So that they're not considered non-conforming and grandfathered, so that we can bring them up to standard.
Okay, but once we get this adopted, though, as our inspectors in the future, a year from now, 2 years from now, our inspectors, is it going to be a complaint-driven enforcement, or is it going to be, if they see something that's out of whack, they're going to initiate it, huh?
They're supposed to see it.
Thank you.
Okay. Jim, would you like to read it, please?
Read the title.
Please.
We didn't make any changes, right?
And you're going to...
Fees.
We already changed the fees, and that's all.
One more thing.
With the amendments.
Okay.
Remember Mr. Lank read some changes suggested by the commission? Are you going to vote on those?
Yes. I guess so, yeah.
That's punctuation.
You need to vote on those changes before.
I'll make a motion we amend this ordinance by revising page 17, revising page 18, and revising page 16 as recommended by Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second
section.
Is that good enough, Jim, to make
it's that better, and with the change in fees?
And
page 19.
Fees revert back where they were.
And the fees will remain as they currently are. There will be no change of the fees. That's the motion.
That's the Kramer amendment.
And one other thing.
What? I'm sorry, but we talked about this. There's a section in there that talks about signs prohibited in all districts. Is that the area where you don't want anybody to be able to go and get a variance from it?
Yes, I think so,
Then you need to make that a motion to put that in.
Included in the motion will be the planning and zoning's recommendations, which are 3. Number 2, the fees remain the same. And number 4 is that the districts that signs are prohibited from by ordinance cannot go through the variance process.
Okay,
is it clear?
Should we take the definition of directional sign out? Would that resolve it?
Or you could say that you could add directional signs in the prohibited in all districts, or where they can only be allowed by a variance.
That's the problem that they're having.
Right. We don't want them to vary.
Well, there are a lot of references to directional signs in there. You probably need...
The difficulty with directional signs, if I may, is that a sign displaying only the name, nature, and location of establishments located in Sussex County offering accommodation, merchandise, and or services, or real estate development industries, churches, schools, parks, or other features or institutions of note located in Sussex County. The state puts up the Cedar Rodney signs, is what I call them.
There are Cedar Rodney's, yes.
What's the best way to resolve that issue of variances?
No, I'll be in Lake City. It's our annual sign.
I don't know. I don't know either. Can we just take a powder on that one and just
I think we'll pass it and we can pass it. This would be...
Well, if variances become a problem, you can just talk to the Board of Adjustment.
Right, Kevin?
Right. Version 1.
Version 1.
Okay.
Thank you, right. Professor.
Need a second.
Second.
Are we voting on the changes now?
No.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County to amend the provisions relating to signs and to amend Chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County to amend the, amend the provisions for fees for permits for signs. That's the ordinance as advertised.
Okay.
Mr. Coleman, I'll second it.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
One thing.
Oh, come on.
Please, right. Pardon, Rob?
We want to clarify something.
Okay.
Are we including the part where... Where prohibited in all districts cannot go through variance process.
No.
No.
No, we got confused on that.
All right.
The commission...
It was way too much government for us.
Just fees and...
All we're doing is the...
Three recommendations
functional things that P&Z did and the fees. Okie dokie. Mr. Colwell.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Jones, I'd like to compliment you. You got more done this last day than you've done in 8 years of being here. How many years have you been here?
12 years.
12 years. And you've done more in the last couple meetings than you've done in 12 years. Thank you for being so helpful.
Make a motion for adjournment.
I know you're done. I got a dentist appointment in the morning.
Motion for adjournment. Yep, thank you.
Thank you.